and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. In our day and age of quick responses and ready opinions on every topic all over social media and the news, it's easy to see how many people choose not to get along merely based on the fact that they have a different point of view from each other. They may vote differently or choose to spend their money in different ways, or maybe they've been taught to value different things. And when disagreements are taken too far, they can really hinder our ability to love others and see them as God sees them. Elder Quinton L. Cook, an LDS apostle, has said, quote, "It is appropriate to disagree, but it is not appropriate to be disagreeable," close quote. So how do we do that? And more importantly, how do we teach our children and set an example of doing that? It might seem impossible to do, especially when we are really passionate about a certain topic. But there are a few ways that were suggested in a recent episode of the Mormon Channel video series, Gospel Solutions for Families. So Brother Douglas D. Holmes, the first counselor in the LDS Young Men's General Presidency, has said that one of the first things we can do when we find that we're in disagreement with someone is to ask more questions. When we understand more fully the other person's background and experiences, it can become more clear why they believe the things that they do. And sometimes we think questions can appear to be a sign of confrontation, but in reality, when questions are asked with the right spirit in a calm way, they can open the door to a lot of love and understanding with another person. And another thing to remember is that when we ask questions of someone, we need to be prepared to answer their questions for us. And the best thing that we can do is respond in a calm, clear, simple way with short statements of belief of the things that you hold dear. It's important to stand up for what we believe in, but it's also important to do it in an approachable, non-self-righteous, and non-preachy way. Another thing that we can do is to live consistently in a way that reflects the things that you are passionate about so that people can see clearly where you stand on certain issues, but at the same time, we need to respect someone else's ability to do the same with their values. We also need to remember, as Brother Holmes reminded us, that we need to surround ourselves with diversity. Diversity of culture and opinion can be a very positive thing for ourselves and our families. When we regularly associate with people who are different from us, either by choice or circumstance, we are reminded of the many worldviews and experiences that exist out there, and we can increase our own ability to connect with these people and feel compassion for them. We can experience this through travel, through work, school, and service projects. Anything that takes us out of our comfort zone to interact with different people we might not normally interact with can be a very positive thing. And then finally, when we are in a diverse situation with many different people and experiences represented, we need to work to find common ground with them. Find a topic or a value that you can all agree on and use that to build bridges to greater relationships. In all of this, Brother Holmes reminds us that Christ wants us to reach out and to love all people, not just those who think or believe the same things that we do. Our job as disciples of Jesus Christ are to be examples of his love on the earth. And it's going to be very difficult, Brother Holmes reminds us, even impossible, to bring people to Christ if we are living hypocritically and finding ourselves unwilling to love others because of differences. Well, if you'd like to learn more about this topic on how to disagree without being disagreeable, you can check out this episode on the Mormon Channel website, mormonchannel.org, under the video series Gospel Solutions for Families. And that series has a lot of other episodes on many different topics about teaching our children how to continue in discipleship in the middle of the struggles of today's world. And be sure to share that episode with other family members or friends who might be curious about similar topics as well. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. and he said, "You may wonder if it is worth it to take a courageous moral stand. Yes, it is worth it." Close quote. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.